शिवसमारम्भां व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाषकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तः पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावतीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः नमस्ते उमा अण्ड् वेरि वेरि हेपी न्यू इयर् टु यू Is it better now? अर्जुन उवाच स्थितप्रत्यस्य का भाषा समाधिस्तस्य केशवः स्थितप्रत्यस्य का भाषा समाधिस्तस्य केशवः स्थितदीहि किं प्रभाषेत स्थितदीहि किं प्रभाषेत किमसीत् व्रजते किं किमासीत् व्रजते किम् So, Arjuna Uvacha means Arjuna is asking a question after a very long time. And his questions are very targeted. He wants to know, he uses a word called Sthitapragyaha. Sthitapragyasya ka bhashaha. So, he describes a person who is called a Sthitapragyaha. Ka bhashaha means what language does he speak? Then samadhi stasya keshavaha. I mean, this person, his mind is abiding in what? What does he contemplate upon? Is the question. So Sthitapragyaha का भाषा समाधि तस्य केशवः सो स्थितः हियर मीन्स स्टडी दैट नॉलेज विच इज स्टडी विच डस नॉट कम एंड गो सी वन कैन गेट नॉलेज वन कैन स्टडी द वेदास वन कैन स्टडी द उपनिषद्स बट द नॉलेज विच यू गेन may come and go and it will not be firmly established. So here Arjuna is asking about this person whose knowledge is firm, whose knowledge does not waver. So that's the meaning of the word sitaha. And pragya means knowledge. And pragya is a feminine gender word. Pragyaha means jiva. Pragya means knowledge. So Sita Pragyaha means this person talks about this pragya. And pragya can mean anything. Pragya means it can be knowledge. And one can be skillful and knowledgeable in archery, music, dance, in oratory, in physics, science, you can name it, anything. So they are all knowledge. And they are all apara vidya. I mean, that vidya, that knowledge which is not permanent, or that which does not have, or that which depends upon something else, or that knowledge which doesn't lead to the moksha, or the knowledge of the Brahman, such a knowledge is called aparavidya. Here the topic of discussion is not aparavidya, it is paravidya. Means that knowledge which is supreme, that knowledge which culminates in jnanam, that knowledge which reveals the true nature of one's own self or the Brahman. The Aham Brahma Asmi is being revealed. And the person who has understood this topic very clearly is called a Sthitaha. And Pragya means knowledge. So this person, Sthita Pragya, talks about a person whose knowledge is firmly established, and the knowledge is firm. It doesn't waver in any condition. It's not that the knowledge is there today and tomorrow the knowledge is not there. So this says Ka Bhashaha. So here, the ka bhashaha means there are two types of things that can be taken. One thing is what language is speaking. Here, it talks about a description of the person. So, ka bhasa here. Bhasa means it's the description of the person. So, Arjuna wants to know, this is the pragya. How do you describe this person? Is he some strange person? Does he have, you know, some other special skills, or does he look different from other people? So he wants Krishna to describe the person, how the person is. So Siddha Pragyasya Ka Bhashaha is the first letter. Then Samadhis Tasya Keshavaha. Hey Keshavaha. Keshava is a name for Krishna. So he says, hey Keshava, how does this person is in Samadhi? So, what does he actually dwell upon? What is his mind focused upon? So, tama samadhis tasya means of one whose mind abides in the self. So, we know the meaning of samadhi. We have discussed elaborately this topic of samadhi, drip dasya viveka. So, we just try to apply the same logic of samadhi here, where the person is actually, his mind is dwelling upon the self or the sarupam of one's own self. So samadhis tasya keshavaha. So he wants to know what this person looks like, what this person meditates upon or contemplates upon. Then he used a very beautiful word called sthita dihi. Sthita dihi kim. So sthitaha means steady, and dihi means intellect. So dihi means intellect, and sthitaha means steady. So this person also, does he have a steady intellect? Kim? How does he decide, and how does his intellect works? Easy question. Or the viveka. So nitya anitya vastu viveka we saw in the Tattva Bodha. So same example here. So sthita dihi kim. Kim prabhasetaha means how this person would speak. So prabhasetaha is the word for speaking. What would you speak? What would the person speak? How would the person speak? Then kim asitaha. Kim means how does this person sit? Asitaha means how does this person sit? Does he sit cross-legged? Does he sit, you know, in some other posture? Does he use any yoga posture? All these questions are coming in Arjuna's mind. Because Krishna has already given him a picture of this jnani or the wise person. And the wise person now has somehow, Arjuna is attracted to this person. So he wants to know, who is this wise person? And how would one describe how this person will talk, how this person will talk, how this person will walk, how this will sit, right? So, Vrajeta Kim means, Vrajeta means walk, Kim. So how does this person walk? Does he walk in a separate stance? Can somebody make out while walking that he is actually Jnani? Is it Stapragyaha? So all these questions are coming into Arjuna's mind. See, when Arjuna asked a question, how does this person talk? Krishna is revealing the Brahma Tattvam to Arjuna. Because his mind is actually not on some other object, his mind is fully not engrossed, he is not able to see the wise person talking to him. Had he had full knowledge, or he had, by the time he finishes the Bhagavad Gita, he acquires knowledge. Thereby he is able to see the Bhagavan in as this Swarupa of one's own self. But till such time, he is now not, he is looking at Krishna as a teacher or as an orator. Somebody is giving him knowledge. He does not see this person as a wise person. Otherwise, he would know how this wise person looks, how this wise person talks, how the wise person actually uses his hands, expressions. So the spirit of Arjuna's question has to be understood here. He is actually very focused. So far he has actually tried to understand what Krishna is telling. Now he wants to Krishna to reveal the nature of this person. So now it is Bhagavan's turn to answer the question, because when the student is asking a question to the teacher, now it becomes the prerogative of the teacher to answer the student's question. So he says, Sri Bhagavan uvacha prajahati yada kama prajahati yada kama sarvan partha manogatan sarvan partha manogatan prajahati yada kama sarvan partha manogatan atmangeva atmana tushtah atmange atmana tushtah sitapragyasya dochyate Sri Bhagavan uvacha prajahati yada kama sarvan partha manogatan atman yevatmana tushtah sitapragyasya dochyate. So Sri Bhagavan uvacha. So uvacha means the Bhagavan speaks. The Bhagavan now narrates or answers the question of Arjuna. He says, Hey Parthaha, Kaman Sarvan Parthaha. So take the word Parthaha, Hey Parthaha. Yada, when? Sarvan Kaman means all the karmas, all Sarvan Kaman means all the desires. So all the desires that arise in the mind. Sarvan Kaman, Manogatan. Manogatan means Manaha, as you know, is the mind. So that. So the mind, the desires are coming into the mind. Anakinakadu Venam, I want this. I would like to do this. So all the desires which are there, they keep coming. Right? So this person, he says, Prajahati gives up. He gives up the desires. So when yada sarvan kama, when all the desires which arise manogatan in the mind is given up. When you say given up, means you no longer get attracted by the desire. You have actually grown out of the desire. You do not feel anymore dependent on desire. If it is available, it's okay. But you do not chase a desire. You do not get addicted to desire. You don't bring slave to the desire. What says here? So prajahati gives up. So when a person gives up the desire of in the mind itself, remember the first lessons we discussed, the desire actually initially just starts with a very, very small notion, very, very small flicker. You just fantasize that I would like to do this, or if I had this. The more you dwell upon the thought or the fantasy will become, starts like a desire. And then the desire will actually make you do karma. Karma will bring you results. Good results or bad results depending upon your karma and your desire. And thereby, the whole cycle of samsara continues. So we saw that. So this person understands these desires are actually all mithya. They are not going to give me permanent happiness. I am after the and desire. I am after that pursuit which is going to give me permanent happiness. In the wake of which all the desires are surrendered or given up. So prajahati means gives up or grows out of it. Nobody drops it. There's no word called dropping the desire. A person has a desire. He understands the desire is actually not important to him. It no longer gives him enjoyment, he goes out of it. He doesn't follow the desire anymore. So, prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogata. Then, atman eva atmanashtushtaha. Atman eva means what? Eva means only. Atmani eva atmanas tushtaha means this person is actually likes to be one's own self, not dependent on other people for his happiness. Tushtaha means santushtaha, happiness. So when I say tushtaha means I am satisfied. With what? Atmani eva atmanas tushtaha. Atmani eva means only the atma, only the self. Atmani eva atmanastushtaha sitapragyaha is this person is called sitapragyaha tad uchyate. So uchyate means it is said that this person is supposed to be called a sitapragyaha. First definition. So what are the conditions? Prajahati, the person who gives up. What does he give up? Sarvan kama, not just one desire. Somebody will say, "Yenak indha desire la pidikkadhu, andha desire eduthunnalam." So you cannot say that I like this desire and I don't like this desire. Basically, it's neutral to raga dveshas. So anything which is coming up, he accepts as prasada buddhi. If he doesn't get it, he doesn't get worried about it. Thereby, sarvan kaman manogatan. So in the mind itself, he resolves these issues. He doesn't go about telling everybody that this is what I prefer or this is what I like. I don't like these things. He doesn't like means other people can do what they want to do. But this person is actually a loner. He likes to be by himself. Atmani eva atmanas tushtaha. Atmani eva means only the atma, only the knowledge of the self, only in the knowledge that I am the complete self, I am the complete person, and I am actually purnaha, aham purnaha, I am anandaha, I am satchit anandaha. when this knowledge is rising in the mind and this person actually follows that and he is happy by being himself, he doesn't need other people to entertain him. He does not need the company of other people to make him happy. So atmani eva atmana tushtaha, very very important word in this, in the karma yoga here. Atmani eva atmana tushtaha, being with one's own self and with oneself. Sita pragyaha da uchyate. So such a person, tada, then that person is called Siddha Pragyaha Uchyate, he said like this. So it is not that this person actually develops these qualities. It's a sadhana. It is a practice and it develops these qualities. Once the qualities are developed, he does not, he becomes the quality itself. So when the person comes to anybody, he is complete anandaha, he is completely neutral. He doesn't side with anybody. If whatever advice is required, the person will give and he will be happy. It is not like section by section he deals with people. He becomes Karuna Sagar. He becomes a kindly, empathetic person to anybody. Because the values are instilled in him permanently. The values do not go away. Remember, we saw Sita Pragyaha. Sitaha means firmly established. Not like today you got the knowledge. Tomorrow you don't have the knowledge at all. One day for 6 months you'll behave this way. And when you don't study Shastram in 6 months, you'll be another way. That is not what God calls Sita Pragyaha. Sita Pragyaha is like, you know, the firm knowledge. We saw in the Dishivika, Stanuhu Nikhanana Nyayaha, where the person, if he wants to erect a pole, Stanuhu means steady. And if you want to erect a pole, what do? You have to first dig a big hole. You dig a big hole, then keep the pole in the pit. Then you put some sand, etc., along with that. So the sand which is there, which you fill, is the knowledge which you are keeping on adding. You're learning Shravanam. Then you again shake the pole to see if the pole is actually stable or not stable. So Mananam. So Shravanam stages, doubt will come. So you shake the knowledge to see, okay, look, is my knowledge steady or not steady? Not steady. Okay, let me add more sand, more soil. Then you put more soil, again you shake. So this process called Shravanam Mananam continues. Till the pole is firmly established. Stanuhu Nikhanana Nyayaha. Nyayaha is actually a method, it's a discipline, it's a philosophy. Then, when the pole is firmly established, Titaha, then there is no more need to put sand or anything else. Because now the pole is standing on automatically. So even Nididhyasana must be completed. Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasana is also going on or is completed. Thereby his knowledge is steady. So Siddha Pragyaha is same thing as the Stanuhu Nikharana Nyayaha, where the person does Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasana. Thereby his knowledge is very very steady and is firm. He does not deviate. It doesn't drop anything. It doesn't alter situation depending upon this mood. Correct. So the qualities which are given here are universal values and not like the boat which you see, if you use it to cross a river and you then leave the boat and go. You have to have the values with you timelessly. And that's what is called the Siddha Pragya. But the question may ask, see, Krishna says here, Sarvan Kaman Prajahati. So he says, give up all desires. So one may ask a question. Krishna said to give all desire. So does it mean study of the Veda also is a desire? Should I give it up? It's a logical question. Somebody may say, you said give up all desire. My desire to study Vedanta, to study Veda, Upanishad. And if I shall I drop it? Here, Krishna says here, it is not that. He says that you have to use all the available source of knowledge till you get your knowledge from. After that, you don't need any of these things. He says, after that, you can give the desire also to study. See, studying is required till when? Till you have a firm knowledge. After that, studying is not required full time. You can study when you want to do, when you feel there's a doubt, you can study. Because knowledge is firmly established. So one cannot give up desires and continue to exist in this world. But one must grow out of desire. That's why Bhagavan said that you have to think. He's actually corrected the meaning of that sentence. Says, Atmani eva atmana tushtaha. The person who is actually happy within himself. And how do you become happy within himself? Only by knowing the truth of yourself. And how do you know the truth of yourself? Only with the study of the Shastra. So thereby you need a teacher. So you have to be, till such time, Atmani, you come to the conclusion, Atmani eva atmana tushtaha. You come to that, you have to continue to do all these things. There will be a desire to study. Nothing wrong with that. You cannot say that my desire is already gone. I am not studying anymore. Then you will not know the self. You may know the self, but knowledge will not be steady. It will be very, very shaky knowledge. Anybody can come and shake it. Somebody may come and ask you, why are you studying Shastra? Are you qualified? Do you have the qualification? Shastram says that you should do this. This four things are required. Sadhana Chatushtayam, Sampannam is required. Do you have any of them? Do you have Vairagyam? The person says, I don't have Vairagyam. Do you have Atma, Nitya, Nitya, Vasu, Veka? No, I don't have it. Do you have Shama? I don't have. So, when a person asks this question, he says, I don't have. Nobody has it. But the person acquires it. How? Through the study of the Shastra. The Shastra tells you that these are the qualities you have to develop. And what are these qualities? Thereby you can know which quality you should drop, which quality you should acquire. If you say that I don't know and I don't want to study Shastra, or I am not interested, or you know, let me go and do something. Let me go and develop these qualities first and come back and study Shastra. It doesn't work like that. You have to develop this quality simultaneously as you study Shastra. See, in the olden days, it was different. Now we are in this yuga where we have got so much of distractions, so much of things. So it is mandatory, it is actually required that one person studies Vedanta to keep himself sane and healthy. So here we have to be very clear about desire. What is a desire? A desire is anything which you want to seek, anything which you want to pursue, that which gives you satisfaction. It's a desire. And a desire has also got two things. It will produce a karma. It will produce an action. All desire, whether it is mind, kayikam, vachikam, manasam, will produce action. And all actions will bring phalam, fruits. This is 100% guaranteed. all the actions will bring you bring fruits. And thereby the fruits of action has to be enjoyed by the person. But desires can be also of two types, binding and non-binding desires. Those desires that bind you, that tie you. For example, if you have a desire for progeny, it's a good desire. Nothing wrong with it. But you would understand that desire is going to bind you in a way that you will not be able to, you are not free for some time. Because you have to do your duty as a father, as a mother, as brother, whichever functions are there, you have to do the duty. And in the process of getting duty, you get attached to that person. So this is called a binding desire. Because this is all, anything, any desire which is based on worldly pleasures are binding desires. And those desires which are not binding, they are study of the Upanishads, they study the Shastras. Because they do not actually bind you, they make you free. They tell you what is it that is binding you. So you need something like a light is required to show there is darkness. And the darkness is removed by this Veda. See, non-binding desires are not a problem. Okay. But there may be a non-binding desire to write, to read, to teach, or just simply to stay put and so on. But even for the wise person, there are non-binding desires. Because he's a writer, he's a teacher. They are desires, but they don't bind anybody. You are not addicted to it. If somebody comes to you for learning, you teach the person. If the person is not there, nobody is there to learn. The person doesn't say that, you know, my God, I have to depend on these people. I have to teach this person. I need X number of students. I need so many people are required. It doesn't bother that person that much. Yes, there is a concern that people are not interested because this is a very difficult science, difficult knowledge to be given. And you feel sorry for the people who are not able to give their time for this Vidya. So that is the only concern you may have. But it is not a desire. It is not going to affect the person. It's not going to have sleepless nights saying that, oh my God, only one person has come to the class today. Other people are not there. It doesn't bother. So these are non-binding desires and there is no harm in it. But those desires will actually trigger you to bind you in action. Those things you should be careful about. So binding and non-binding desires is the topic here. And he says, Atman eva atmanas tushtaha. Tushtaha means, does not just mean happiness, it implies security. He is very secure. He doesn't need any other security. Because his security is knowledge. And knowledge is very, very secure. So that is the definition of the Siddha Pragyaha. He talks about in this verse. Now he, after giving the definition of the pragya, he now starts to explain what do we need to follow in order to be a siddha pragya, be a wise person. See, it is like, you know, the doctor comes and tells you that you got a problem. You got an ulcer in your body. And the doctor says, for the treating the ulcer, you have to treat this. And these are the medications I'm going to give you. These are the indications of the ulcer. So you know that what exactly you're suffering from and how to cure it. Correct? So, verse 56. Dukkeshva anudikkamanaha. Dukkeshva anudikkamanaha. Sukeshu vikadaspruhaha. Sukeshu vikataspruhaha. Vitaragabaya krodaha. Sitaragabaya krotaha. Sitadi munir uchyate. Dukesham anudik manaha. Sukeshu vikataspruhaha. Vitaragabaya krotaha. Sitadi munir uchyate. So dukeshu means in adversities. In extreme dukkham also, in adversities. There, see, we'll always have a situation when we are not always happy. Just like nothing is permanent, sukham also is not permanent. Dukkham also is not permanent. It will come and go. And you have to endure it. So dukkeshu, in adversities, anudikgamana means not even affected by this. So, even in case of adversities, this person does not get affected too much. Sukeshu, for pleasures. Vikatas pruhaha means he is not earning for the pleasures. He is not earning. Earning means Y-E-A-R-N-I-N-G. Pining. Earning. He is not saying that, my God, I need this. I need this happiness. I need these people. Without them, my life is incomplete. So he's actually pines for somebody. Pines for this love. Pines for affection. Pines for attention. He earns for it. He becomes a miserable person without this. And he seeks happiness in this kind of situation. So this is called the Sukeshu Vikataspruha. Means one who is without these qualities. Sukeshu vikataspruha means in the pleasure also this person doesn't earn for these pleasures. He doesn't pine for this. See, the Bhagavan is giving qualities of wise person. So far what we have seen Atmani eva Atmanat tushtaha. Siddha Pragya's definition is very clear. You can make a note of all these points. No? Who is a Siddha Pragya? So you can say, Ka Basha, Ka Kim Asit. Now he talks to describe this. So Siddha Pragya is a person who has got Prajahati Yada Kaman Sarvan Kaman Manogata. Means in the mind itself, he has left the desires. Prajahat. Atmani eva atmana tushtuha. So two definitions. Prajahati yada kaman, first one. Second one is atmani eva atmana tushtuha. Third one, dukeshu anudik gamanaha. In adversities, this person is not affected. Sukeshu vikadas prahaha. In terms of pleasure also, he is not pining for it. He is not earning for it. Then, vita raga bhaya krodaha. Four things. Vita raga bhaya krodaha. So, vitaha means longing. Vita means longing. Raga means the raga dveshas. Bhaya means fear. Krodaha, anger. So Vita Raga Bhaya Krodaha Stita Dihi. We saw before Stita Dihi, steady intellect. Steady intellect. Munir Uchete. Munihi is a wise person. Munihi is called a wise person. Munihi Uchete. It is said that he is a wise person. So Krishnanu talks about a person who is wise. He says, Dukeshu Anudigamanaha Sukeshu Vikataspruhaha Vita Raga Bayakrodaha Stita Dihi Munir Uchete. So unshaken by this, what's happening? So we have threefold sorrow. Or dukkha. And dukkha can come from three types of things. Adi bhautika, adhyatmika, adi dhaivika. So these three things can come to us. And when the person goes through these difficulties, he doesn't criticize, he doesn't curse anybody. He just accepts this as his own problem. And he deals with it as a wise person will do. Because he knows that if he's a strong prarabdha, he cannot do anything about it. If it is abala prarabdha, he can pray, and the prayer will to some extent mitigate the effect of the prarabdha. But if it is to be endured, he has to endure it. See, once the so Vita Raga Bayak Krodaha. So Vitaha means longing. So when you don't long for anything, naturally you don't have a fear of losing it. So when you say longing, Ragaha means you don't have Raga Dveshas anymore. Supposing if you say I don't need this, so where is the question of you getting angry about it or not getting angry about it? Because it doesn't bother you anymore. Let them do what they want to do. Okay, it doesn't bother me. So Vita Raga Bhaya Krodaha. See, Bhayam comes to you when you fear, when you hold on to something, when you're earning something or when you're pining for something, naturally you get attached to that. And when you get attached to that thing, you always fear that this will go away from me one day. Thereby, you get this fear, bhayam. So here we are talking about a wise person. Munir hi uchyate. Stita dihi munir uchyate. So Stita Dihi is a person whose intellect is very steady. Stitaha means steady. Dihi means intellect. Munir Uchyate. So Vita Raga Bayak Krodaha. Bayam will lead you into anger. When you are afraid, naturally you don't want to be without it. So you tried everything possible to protect it. And if somebody comes in the way of you not getting it, there will be krodaha. We saw before the shad ripuhu. What is shad ripuhu? Ripuhu means enemy and shad means six. Shad Ripuhu is what? Kama Krodha, Moha Madha, Lobha Matsarya. We saw that. So the Kamaha or the desire we saw, that itself is the first starting point. So you mean a small fantasy. You just fantasize that a thought. And if you dwell upon the thought for a little bit more time, the fantasy will actually become a desire. And once a desire is actually in your, is established, then naturally you'll have to find ways to accomplish it. Along with the desire will come raga dveshas, likes and dislikes. I like to do this. I don't like this. So this is automatically born. See, mind you, this is not something you cannot say that I'll drop a desire. Somebody tells you, you drop a desire, that person is not telling the truth. You only grow out of desire, not drop a desire. Then krodham comes. Then you get attached. Attachment brings its own problems. So here Krishna is talking about the munihi sthaprajnaha, where he says sarvan kaman manogatan. Sarvan kaman means he has relinquished all the desires in his mind, not because he doesn't want it, he understands the limitations of that. He has already gone through that, he has realized that these things are not going to give him happiness. Thereby he does not entertain these thoughts anymore. Atmani eva atmana tushtaha. So this person is actually by himself, having discovered his own swarupam, he is just by himself. He doesn't need other people to entertain him or give him company. Whereas in normal cases, what we see, if he's not there, I'm not happy. You're worried about the person. All these things is not existing to the person anymore. So vita raga bhaya krodaha. So when the fear goes, anger also goes. See, that's the beauty of it. All these things get automatically removed when the fundamental source of raga dveshas is replaced. The whole of the Bhagavad Gita is all raga dveshas. How to manage likes and dislikes. So the Munihi is a person who is a wise person, and he's just not called a Munihi because he has got knowledge. His knowledge should be Sthita Dihi, should be steady. We saw, I think in some other class I explained to you the meaning of this word. Tat vidyartham sa gurumeva avigacchanti samitpanihi shotriyam brahmanishtham. This is the quality of the wise person. Or how do you see the wise person? Or how do you approach the wise person? Tat vidyartham, that person who is steadfast and following for getting this knowledge. Sa gurumeva, so you go to the guru, you go to the teacher with that person desire. Abhigachanti means you go. Gachati means go. Abhigachanti, you go fast. Samitpanihi. Why do you say samitpanihi? Because samit is supposed to be a stick, a dry stick. It will catch fire immediately. So in the olden days, this ritual where the person will actually take a bunch of samit on his head and he'll go to the guru. Because he has got a burning desire for knowledge. And just like if a fire is on his head, how does a person run? Supposing if your head is on fire, you run. So likewise, this person now has developed these qualities and he now approaches the guru with samitpanihi and then surrenders to the guru. And to such a guru, who is the guru? Shrotriyam Brahmanishta. The person should also be a Shrotriya who has listened to another teacher. That person should have a living teacher. You cannot say that I have learned from somebody who is not there. Somebody came in my dream and taught all these things. And one day I woke up with my knowledge. I don't have any lineage. I don't have any guru. I am a self-taught. Such a person, you should not take it as a guru. That is what the Shastram says. So even when you ask a teacher also, you must first examine whether he is a student. And does he have, he was a student and does he have a lineage? And that teacher has got another lineage. Like, so you have to examine the whole structure. Then only the sampradaya tradition works. See, when you go to teach Mundaka Upanishad in 2 weeks' time, there are three or four mantras explaining the sampradaya only, method only. Why it is said the sampradaya is, that is the only way this is preserved. So a munihi is a person who is very steady. He does not think of dvaita or duality. That person has resolved. Other thing, the duality is mithya. And he has arrived at the truth of one's own self. Regardless of the number of objections a person raises, number of arguments he is put through, his knowledge is not wavering. Astitaha. Stitaha means steady. It's not that the knowledge comes and goes. Knowledge is steady. Stita dihi muni uchyate. So dihi is intellect. Stitaha means steady. Is it clear to you, Uma, so far? See, Uma, today I'm going to stop the class here because I got some visitors. I'm actually in another place, not in my hometown. So I'm going to stop the class here in verse 56. Verse 57 onwards, I'll continue the next class. Now we are going to discuss the wise person, and what you can do is you can prepare a list of the qualities of the wise person starting from verse 54 or 55, I think. And then you can list out all the points as you go along. You may come across maybe 40, 50 points. And that will help us a lot. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Happy New Year to you, and I will see you not this Thursday, the following Thursday for the Mundaka Upanishad.